Good morning, and welcome to Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3. Brought to you by Ernest Heating and Air, NBR Electronics, and IT Village. Question about your technical device, your computer, your cell phone? 1-800-749-5936. 1-800-749-5936. And now, your host of Tech Talk, Charles Miller of NBR Electronics, and Charles Mall of IT Village. It's Tech Talk on K1 1400 and 93.3. Rise and shine, time to get techie with it. Howdy, neighbor. Charles Miller is in with us here with NBR Electronics. Welcome to Tech Talk, and our phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. How's it going?
Doing great. Got a call out to my buddy out there in Oregon. Mm-hmm. Charles is out for the weekend, and I'm sure getting work done there in his other job out there. been a busy week. Boy, we had a good week. You know, I think things are starting to – people are finding me now that the new location is open here at KWON, and we're getting things moving. It's been kind of an interesting move. You know, getting everything set up has been pretty difficult, but we're getting there. You know, we're just about fully moved in. One of the great things about being in this place, though, is the availability of space. I mean, we have room to move around now. Mm-hmm. So it's been a great blessing in that area.
Folks, if you haven't stopped by, it's right here at the Broadcast Center, 1200
Southeast Frank Phillips.
And all you have to do is just pull in, drop by and say, howdy, he's got the open sign, and you'll say, wow, you got a lot of room in here.
Yeah, everybody that walks to the door says, wow, this is nice. You know, it just kind of makes it a little bit more homey, too. When you walk in there, you've got a little bit, you know, I never used to have any seating where you can just kind of sit in there if you were waiting for a repair that was a short-time repair. You know, now we've got a little coffee station and just some nice seating, airport-type seating, so you could just sit down and chill out while I'm working on your device. if it's a fast repair, sometimes people don't want to wait if it's going to be an hour or more.
No.
You know, they'll go off and do some errands or whatever. But typically, you know, I've had a few come in and just sit down and read. There's some magazines in there. And, you know, like I said, the coffee, you just get yourself a free cup of coffee and sit down and have a little cookie. Mm-hmm. I keep some little cookies in there.
How you come along with that kiosk there, the big TV set that gives you information?
Yeah, it's a D-line, is what they call a D-line sign.
A D-line?
Okay. Yeah, and it's made by Philips and Samsung, both put these out. But they're signs. They're a signage solution. They're not really TVs.
Oh.
They're much more expensive than a TV. You could buy about four TVs for the price of one of those. But what it does is it allows me to be able to advertise for the business, but also to be able to notify customers as to what we do in services.
Sure.
Sometimes if I have to stop and answer a ton of questions, you know, about what we do or how long it's going to take to do something, mm-hmm. it eats up a huge amount of my time, and I don't have a lot of time to get everybody's stuff out the door in a day, in an eight-hour day. Mm-hmm. So on that sign, you could go stand there and see what services we offer. You know, it'll answer all those questions for you.
Great.
So it's kind of a neat thing, and we're still working on getting it up. I've got a friend who's a computer whiz, and he's been with Williams Computer Repair, mm-hmm. and Jimmy's been in there working on this thing because we've run into every type of scenario you can imagine. When you buy these machines, one of the things they don't tell you is that you have to buy a signage software package to be able to run the thing. So the signage software package runs about $299 a year. And so you're thinking, yeah, that's really nice of you to tell me after I've paid quite a bit for this TV, you know, this monitor. But anyways, we're working around that. We've figured out ways to make our own way of broadcasting this system. And we've got quite a few neat little things. I got some commercials for the radio station here that we're throwing up there that just kind of advertise mm-hmm. for, you know, KWN, K-Rig, and all those different stations mm-hmm. so that the people can see that, you know, you can contact, you know, one of the sales reps here and get your ad out there because radio still works. I get a lot of advertisement from the radio as far as people coming in. people come in and visit just to see because they've heard it on the radio. So it's kind of a nice thing. If you don't have a good ad, get one.
This is
the time to call Tammy Brinkman and just tell her, hey, listen, I need to get in. So, call the radio station, get yourself an ad. But it's wonderful. We've been really blessed as far as time, getting things done on an appropriate amount of time. Because when I try to do everything, especially like phones, because phones are such a necessity for people, I try to get them in an hour. Get you in, get your phone out in an hour so that you can get back to doing whatever you have to do. So it works pretty quick, and it's hard to get everything in that hour, but sometimes we have to push it to an hour and a half, but most generally it's an hour.
You still have that phone defunkifier that you stick under the light and it gets all the germs off?
I do, yeah. It's a it's like what they call a phone wash or a phone bath, okay. But it gives it a UV light bath. And when the COVID was really hyped up, we were using that to make sure people felt comfortable about their phone. But when I get them in there, I still wipe them down really good before we go to working on them. And, because we don't know, people sneeze on their phones and cough on them. I mean, there's just, if anybody could get it, it would have been me because I touch so many devices that people have in their hands. But, I wash my hands regularly to try to keep it. Now that I've got a sink, I wash my hands regularly and save myself some money. The other shop I had did not have a bathroom. So, this is kind of nice. I had to go by and just flush the toilet a few times just to, welcome myself in there. Hey, this is great. We got a toilet that works and a sink. So it's a really nice thing to be able to go in and work downstairs. And plus, my landlord, Kevin, he's a great guy. My other landlord was a great guy, too. I just super people, that have helped you get your business along the way. So, the move was not for any other reason other than the fact that I needed a bathroom. I couldn't do it any longer. I'm getting old. And 20,000 cups of coffee, because I liked it downtown. You get to see all the people walking by. And it's just a really beautiful. I mean, Conoco and Phillips, they keep those buildings so nice and all the stuff that goes downtown. It's just a beautiful place. And then I was right next to Cup and Cakes, my friends over there. And good night. Who wouldn't be happy if you were sitting next to there getting yourself a cupcake every day?
Now you got Sal just down.
Yeah, I got Sal down the road, but I still miss Danielle and Larry there.
Yeah, I know.
If you've never been over there, you got to go try them out. They've got some really good, breakfast items and lunch items. But yeah, I'd go in there and get myself something to eat, and I just would enjoy the visit with them.
Oh yeah. Gosh, yeah, good friends. Well, yeah. I tell you what, we've got a lot going on out there in the tech world today. And, of course, you're immersed in it because that's what you do.
With all this new stuff happening with Silicon Valley, all the news about how they're trying to influence the elections, all these things that are coming up. When you stop and think about it, the big tech companies do play a big part in this because they're sending out, they can pretty much dictate which direction they want the news to flow. Mm-hmm. And Congress is trying, Congress is trying to clean this up, because we want to see the American people's votes count, And so at some point, I know that Congress is going to have to step up and they're going to have to regulate some of this. It needs to happen. Mm-hmm. It really does. But being in the computer field and being in the job we're in, one of the things I experienced this week that would be well known for the customers is really be careful on what package you buy for virus and malware.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of them out there that take your money every month that don't do a thing for you. We had a computer in with a guy that had one of the virus protection systems on his. And he had over, I think when Jimmy said it was like 1,800 viruses on his computer and malware.
1,800?
Yeah. He had to quarantine like 1,800 of them. So, how do you get that many when you have a virus program running? It just didn't make sense. So he's paying somebody for something that's not working for him. So we were working on this customer's computer and trying to clean that up. Now, I don't do software at my shop, but I do have a software source, so Jimmy Williams with Williams Computer Repair, he helps me with those things. And you can reach that information from my shop. You can come in and we have it on my D-line screen that you'll be able to see.
Sometimes you can just see him. Jimmy in there.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't miss Jimmy.
No, he's everywhere.
He's a big guy and he comes in and He's just jolly. He's a happy guy. We really like having him coming
Very
in.
Very positive man.
He is a positive man. And we're working on some technology right now to, we're trying to find a way, because it's not possible right now. If you break a Samsung or an LG or some kind of a phone, Android phone, where your screen is completely smashed and you have no picture, you can't get your data off. So if you go to use your insurance, you lose all your contacts, your photos, everything, if you didn't back them up. So we're trying to develop a software package that can actually allow us to go in remotely and pull your data off of there to your new phone, and before you send it off for the insurance claim. The insurance typically sends you your new phone, and then you have to send the other one back. And so you have a time limit on that. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get it back within that time limit, they're going to blacklist that phone. So we want to get in and get all your data moved from one to the other, but you have to have special software. And we've been working this week, Jimmy and I, trying to find that software. And we found some sources, but it's expensive, because we're going to have to go in and get all the yearly updates and everything to make sure we can provide this service for everybody. Because I don't do software, but he does. So if you have questions about that, you can call me at any time at 918-876-2921. And talk to me there at NBR Electronics. You can Google it and find it on the web.
Very good. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with more Tech Talk in just a moment. It is 7:41. We'll be back after this 1 minute timeout.
If you are a certified mechanic in need of a fulfilling job, then head over to Roman Chevy Buick in Independence. Joining the Roman's team assures you an aggressive pay plan, health insurance, a 401k, and a retirement plan. Plus, you'll be working in a great environment with a fast-paced atmosphere. Call or stop by and ask for Brian to get more information to become an essential part of the Roman's team. Great pay, great benefits. Apply today at Roman Chevrolet Buick, 2313 West Main in Independence.
Crayola experience at the Shops at Willow Bend. Can't wait to see you. We're now featuring reduced capacity, social distancing, increased cleaning measures, and, as always, lots of creative family fun. Color and wash your free scribble scrubby. Star in your own coloring page. Name and wrap your own crayon. And so much more. Get out and get creative at Crayola Experience.
Visit CrayolaExperience.com for tickets and to learn more about our new enhanced safety protocols.
That's the way you do it.
Yeah.
It's 7:43. Back with Tech Talk. Charles Miller with NBR Electronics. And our phone number, if you'd like to call in, is 1-800-749-5936.
Boy, I love music like that. It just kind of gets you woke up in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Good bed putting that in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it made me just want to go out and jump in a boat and fly across a lake. That was just the lake music right there, with the wind blowing in your hair and your dog's face hanging out over the boat. Water splashing on both of us. That was a great bed to bring us into.
Not bad. Goes great with coffee in the morning, doesn't it,
does,
brother?
It does. I'm enjoying my coffee. I get it from old Sal over here. You know, he takes good care of me with coffee on Saturday mornings. But anyways, yeah, I've been working on, some other things with my business now. I'm getting back in slowly. And I'm saying this so that everybody can hear it. Slowly moving back into some of the bigger devices like TVs and, stereo equipment and things like that. I'm doing some amps work right now, but I have such a backlog. It's going to be a while before I can get to everybody, because people have been waiting for me to get this space to do this. And now that I've got that big workbench, it's already packed with stuff.
That explains the line.
Yeah, I had a line out there, just people wanting to get stuff repaired. But hang on tight, because I've got some things that were already prearranged with people that I'm going to be working on first and foremost, because they brought theirs
they
first.
They waited, yeah.
They've been waiting. One of them, Mr. Owens, the new sheriff.
Yeah.
Mr. Owen has a band that he's involved in, so they have a lot of sound equipment and stuff that
needs
to be fixed. And when you stop and think about how much equipment you move every day when you're in a band. Every time you move that stuff, you've got cables and cords and amps and mixers and all these different things, speakers, they all get damaged in some way at some point because you're moving them.
The connectors are the ones that really take the beating. They get
It's not like a studio like this where everything sits and it's all plugged in all the time. these they're plugging in and out, in and out. Uh-huh. So the jacks get worn, the plugs get worn. So these are things that I do here. And then, of course, the radio station. Think about how many plugs and things you guys are running around with for remote
more than I can
broadcasting.
Count. Yeah.
You know, so we do a lot of repairs for that, too. But, yeah, I've been in this mode to get things going. So as I'm progressing, just keep in touch with me. We'll try to get you in on a list and get you in to where we can get your stuff repaired. Mm-hmm. Some of the easier, simple things. I had a friend of mine the other day brought an amp, just needed to have a fuse replaced. We knew that was a simple one. So we got him in and just popped a fuse in, and he's mm-hmm. gone. But, you know, it's having a job like this, you know, where we get to help people with their equipment. It's just kind of a therapeutic thing for me because mm-hmm. I like to be able to help people. And if something's going wrong with your systems, we're going to get it fixed one way or another. And we're always working on something. Like I was saying, Jimmy Williams and I mm-hmm. are now working on the software packages to be able to bring up those mobile devices and see if we can get your data off of there and moved over to, you know, with the software packages moved over to your new phone so you don't lose all that information. Because it's nothing more stressful than watching a person who just lost all their photos or just lost all their contacts because they didn't back up. I stress backing up your systems all the time, and for a good reason, mm-hmm. because eventually it's going to happen to everybody. You're going to drop that device, and it's going to break it to the point you can't get your data off of it. So make sure you're backing it up.
That'll just take the wind right out of your sails when you turn on that phone and it's blank.
Yeah. Huh. And sometimes screens die. You know, that's why they have screen replacements. Sometimes mm-hmm. they just die. They can get overheated.
They can.
And some of the chipset can just fail. And if they fail, then, of course, you know, you're out. It's going to shut the screen off and it's not going to come back on. So you'll have to replace that display. Mm-hmm. And on like a Samsung, it's a very expensive repair. On a newer iPhone, very expensive repair. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Samsung across the board, even if it's an old device, is still a very expensive repair.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, they have OLED screens. They're hard to do. But, you know, one of the things that separates phone repair business, when you go to get a phone repair, and I open up a lot of them that are just put together by duct tape that somebody had done in their driveway, where a person says, I can come to your house and fix it. You know, those are not your better repairs. You want to go to a storefront where somebody has been trained and the technician knows exactly what they're doing with your phone. But I had one that was brought in recently that I've got photos of it that we've actually posted up so that people can see it. Mm-hmm. But it literally was put together with electrical tape. The guy took electrical tape and all the plates that hold down all your ribbon cables was just taped. So now when you go to peel that tape off, all the little capacitors and diodes and transistors come with it.
Oh, good luck trying to get anything back in place.
And you know what happens to electrical tape when it gets warm.
Yeah, it melts.
It just melts right into the board. So you got to be careful where you get your phones repaired. And then the other thing, you know, at my place, something that separates it is you get True Color back on your phones. Mm-hmm. If you have an iPhone, they have a feature called True Color for the iPhone 10s and above. That it actually works in conjunction with your cameras to give you a full definition of color. Mm. And without that feature, you know, your pictures don't look exactly the same. They're going to look good, but they're not going to look
the same.
Pristine. Mm-hmm. So you want to get that screen replaced if you break your screen from somebody who can do that. And there's only a few places, Apple, Best Buy, and myself. Because Apple, of course, all their technicians are certified. I'm certified with Apple, but I'm not a care center. I don't have an Apple care center, so I don't do Apple care. But there's other places like, I think Best Buy does Apple care because they're big enough to be able to do Apple care. Mm-hmm. You have to have quite a few employees to be able to do Apple care. But I do have the computer system to be able to reset the chipset back to True Tone. So you want to make sure you go to a place where you can get that done mm-hmm. because not just any other repair place can do that. And that software package will get your chipsets back on your phone back into the right mode so that you can get your phone back the way it's supposed to work and function.
Very good. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Charles Miller with NBR Grants right here on your favorite radio station after this 1 minute timeout.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ErnestHeatAndAir.com.
After 30 days, I could not believe my before and after picture. I literally rolled.
This is Daryl Wooten, pastor of Spirit Church, inviting you to join us each Sunday morning from 9:30 to 10:30 for church services on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Spirit Church is a place of love, joy, and peace, and we pray you'll receive all three during each Sunday's broadcast. Tune in each Sunday on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3 at 9:30.
We're back. It is 7:51, and this is Tech Talk. Charles Miller with us here with NBR.
Yes, and we're talking technology. One of the things that I was stressing on before, and I'm going to go into something that might help people understand phone repair. When you go to get a screen replacement, there's different grades and levels of screens. Mm-hmm. They go all the way from like an A-certified screen or a B-plus certified screen all the way up to the OEM grade. And the OEM grade, of course, everybody knows what OEM means, original equipment manufacturer. So it'll come up to the grade of the original screen that was on your phone when you bought it. Finding the right places that do these premium type grade screens is really hard nowadays because everybody wants to do the cheap copies. And there's companies like Incel that make these phone screens that come from China that are not bad screens, but they're not to the standards and quality that Apple kind of wants to have in their phones. Now, anytime you get a screen replacement in, like, let's say a new iPhone, one of the newer iPhones is going to always give you a message that this is not a genuine Apple screen because it has a chipset built into the screen that tells if it's an Apple product or not. Now, the screen can be the same grade and the same quality as that original screen, but it's not a genuine screen because the genuine screen is going to have a stamp on it. And that stamp is in that ID. But now when you get that screen replacement, we were talking earlier before the break that there's the thing called the True Tone. You're going to lose all those special features when you go to a new screen if you don't go to the right place because the right place is going to be able to put that back on. And at NBR Electronics, we do. We can copy all that chipset information from your old screen to your new one. And we can plug those screens into our interface system, and I can take all that information off there and put it back, serial numbers, everything, and it'll put it back onto the new screen that we're sticking in. Now, when you turn on the phone, it'll still register the phone as not a genuine screen because that's just what Apple has put in their software. They have a special chipset, but we can get all your data off the other one and put onto the new screen so that it still functions correctly. So people, most people don't care. I don't care if it's screens from them or not. I just want it to be the same quality, and I want it to work. And that's what we're going to do at NBR. You're going to get the right screen. You're going to get the right functionality of the screen. Everything is going to come back to the way it should be.
Oh, wow, that's great. You know, it's a relief because, like you said, you can go other places. You might save some money, but and the but is the one that's going to get you.
Yeah, because
they're not doing it right.
Yeah, and that's... that is a big butt. That's the bad thing that you don't want to see is when you get a screen in there that doesn't function correctly. If you're looking at your photos and go, man, when I was outside, it was not quite this color. And, you know, I've got a yellowish tint in my pictures. And that comes from not having that True Tone. True Tone's pretty important. So we get you back to that state with your new screen. So always remember, where you go is important. And you get what you pay for. It's the old adage. You know, if you want to hire somebody on Craigslist, go for it. But you run that risk of losing all your data, having your data copied. You know, you run that risk. We don't do data recovery at my place yet. We've got a computer guy that's going to eventually do that. Mm-hmm. But it won't be done in my shop. It's going to be done in his shop because I don't ask for passcodes. I don't even want to know your passcode. We just want to fix your phone. So internally, I can fix that without getting into the software. Everything I do, my computers will rewrite that chipset without anything of my business. It, mm-hmm. it does that on its own. So it's going to rewrite your old information to your new. But it's just kind of a neat thing. So if you have questions about that and you just want to know a little bit more, you can contact me at NBR Electronics at 918-876-2921, and we'll explain how that process works. Mm-hmm. But even in Samsung, there's grades. You can get the cheap copies or aftermarket, or you can get an OEM grade. And I deal only in OEM with Samsung.
Very good. We're talking with Charles Miller here with NBR Electronics on Tech Talk. And if you have a question or a comment, you can always chip in at 1-800-749-5936. What else you got for us today?
Yeah, we were talking earlier, too, about computers and virus protections and so forth. Always making sure that you keep your phone or your computer, with the proper malware software and things that are watching for all this stuff that's coming in, because mm-hmm. nowadays you're getting a huge amount of updates, and if you don't make sure that it's turning on the proper things to be able to read your drives, and I'm not a computer guy, but I do have them here, where he'll say, man, it overlooked all these viruses. 1800 viruses on that guy's computer yesterday. It's amazing that he had so many.
It's amazing that it even turned on.
Yeah, it really is amazing it turned on. Yeah. When you see that many viruses being quarantined, how did they get in there, especially if you're running a software virus program? It was running in the background, but that did nothing for him. Mm. So he's paying a monthly fee or yearly fee for nothing.
Wow. You know, I run Malwarebytes. I also run SpyBot as well as my antivirus protection. It's called Layers. Still, you know, it's amazing what gets through your primary protection.
Yeah, and it usually comes...
these secondary and tertiary things, and they pick up stuff all the time.
Yeah, it usually comes through, like, forms of email.
Yeah.
You know, we get a huge amount of email. I get tons of email that I just trash. I send all my junk to trash, whether it's good mail or not. I don't even look to see who's sending me mail there. I mm-hmm. just send it to the trash. I don't like having somebody's information there like that. You know what I mean? I don't like to have somebody sending me information and attachments that I don't know what they are. Mm-hmm. So I just trash them. And I'm sure I've trashed some really important documents at some point, but I just don't want to open anything I don't know. And sometimes I'll get one from, like, my bank, and it'll say, you know, you need to log into your account, hit this link and log in, and we can show you what's happening with your account. And I just don't click on those. I will get away from that, throw that in the trash, go to my actual app that I have from my bank and go in that direction because I can trust it. But, I don't trust emails.
Yeah, you don't want that one that's going to grow your mortgage and shrink your – maybe I got that one mixed up. Anyway, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got to be very careful where you run. And then also back up everything. I'm always stressing backup. But if you have a secondary hard drive, you know, do a clone of your hard drive or back up your data. The important documents need to be backed up to the cloud or to a device. I prefer going to a device, another drive of some sort, and backing it up. And I always have a backup of a backup. So I keep one backup in case I mess up another backup.
Redundancies, man. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm into that because I always end up hitting the wrong button and zapping everything.
we are human.
Have that backup ready.
Oh, man. Well, we got about a minute left here in the show. And once again, welcome to the neighborhood. You got a great place right here at 1200 Southwest Frank Phillips in Bartlesville. And you're looking good down there.
Yeah, it's a pretty neat place, and it's lots of space. So come and see me if you haven't been into our new location. It's right there in the radio station, right across from Boulevard Pharmacy and the Comanche Center. We're just right here.
Oh, yeah, indeed. About 10 minutes from anywhere.
Yeah.
Really. Well, thank you very much for being on board with us today. And you got a big plans for the Labor Day weekend?
Spending time with my boys.
There you go. Family, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, family's where it's at. We're going to spend some time together and just enjoy the family.
That's super. Thanks for being with us today. And once again, we'll be back again with more of Tech Talk coming up next weekend. I bet folks thought this was going to be taped because it was a weekend. Nope, Charles came in live and direct.
That's
just the way we do it. All righty, take care, folks. We'll be back in just a little bit after we take this time out for our national news, local news, check of the weather, and everything else that's pertinent.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata.